On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Kathy Romano Show on B101.
We are in graduation time and we're trying to inspire young graduates. I was the commencement speaker at Westchester University. We just played some clips from when I did the commencement speech years ago. And just out of nowhere, Laura makes this comment and we were like,
Wait, what?
You please tell everyone what you said?
So I said, oh, you know, I actually did get to give a speech at my high school graduation. I graduated number two, so you get to give a speech. And then I cried, like Brett said he cried at his graduation. I cried because they withheld my diploma because of my speech.
Wow.
What? I know.
What could Laura Boss possibly say?
Literally nothing crazy.
Okay.
Like, this was pretty ridiculous. So,
and by the way, number two in the class, when all those guesses were that Laura was smart,
right.
She actually is really smart.
She might kill you if you try to take her food, but
yes.
She is really smart.
Wait, one question. Why are you in radio?
Yeah, right. Why
Kathy,
are you waking up with us?
I ask myself this every day.
It's a valid question.
And so my speech was fun, right? And you had to get it approved by, like, all the teachers and everything. Whoever was in charge of graduation had to read your speech, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
So it went through.
That was the same thing with mine.
Right?
I had to send it in.
Yeah.
They had to go over all of it. And they, if they needed to, like, do corrections, they would
yeah.
send it back.
Yeah. Did you get any corrections?
I actually didn't. He messaged me back and was like,
"You're good."
And you know what, too? This was all before AI. So, like, I wrote that myself.
Now
as you
be,
should.
Hey.
As you should.
Yeah.
If any of the commencement speakers are using that now,
right.
I don't want you as
Chat
a
GPT. Not reading a speech right now.
Sorry. All right, go ahead, Laura.
I also wrote mine from the heart, and I wanted it to be fun, inspirational, etc. Mm-hmm. So when I sent it in for revisions or whatever, they were like, this is a little too fun. Graduation is a somber occasion. That was the word that she used.
Somber?
That's what I said. I'm 18 years old. I'm like, somber? We are excited.
We're getting out of here.
Yeah. So I had, I don't know, it went back and forth. And we had a couple parts of the speech that I said, you know, quoted Journey, don't stop believing. But I sang that little line. And I can't sing. And that was part of the fun of it, you know.
So right here, you did like.
So I did.
Don't stop believing.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
People laughed, whatever. And then at another part that was highlighted that I wasn't allowed to do, but then I did anyway. This is why I got in trouble.
As you should.
Yeah. So, all right, Brett. So I was, you know, talking about keeping a positive attitude, you know, always smile through it. So I, you know, quoted like this lame song.
Oh, I love this song. What are
lame
you talking
song.
About?
Right. Oh, Dionne Warwick's going to have some problems with this.
All right. Are you going to hit it?
Yeah, it's just.
Keep shining, knowing you can.
So you sang those two?
So I sang those two little lines of both of those songs. And then I think at the end, I actually quoted Elle Woods and was like, we did it!
Yeah!
You know? And because I had those three things that they told me I was not allowed to do.
They withheld your diploma?
Isn't that absurd? Nottingham High School.
There we go, another law and order right there.
How
we
did you eventually get the diploma?
So while I'm giving the speech, the woman like in charge of graduation was sprinting towards me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And
did you
I
get
just
played
kept,
off?
I kept going.
Oh.
And she was just giving me these eyes like, you're done. You're done. And I just kept going. I'm like, lady, this is crazy.
I thought they played you off. If all of a sudden, like, they just came on stage and they were like,
and all of a sudden she was gone.
Swell the music.
The music
Swell
comes
the music.
Up really loud. Yep. And like, they take her off stage.
And then, so when you go to get your real diploma at the end, you pick it up or whatever. I go to pick mine up. And instead of
it's
the
locked.
Diploma, I open it up and there's just a sad face that says, see me.
Oh,
Stop
no.
Stop it. School did you go to?
A sad face see me?
Sad face see me.
Listen, if I learned one thing from being in high school and or college, it's to stand up to authority figures. It's to stand up to the establishment, like
and
question things.
How
you
have
had
you done
all the
with,
right to do that.
How have you done
you know
with
what,
that
Bobby? That's not the point of the conversation we're talking about right now. We're talking about Laura and not graduating.
Yes. That is crazy.
Absurd.
So, did you have to do anything?
So,
when you saw her, what happened?
I had to go see her. She was very upset that I did those three things that I wasn't, like, you know, the revision
you
said.
Made you made it
fun. I made it fun. How dare I? And then they finally gave me my diploma, but it was like an hour after graduation had ended. I got no pictures with my friends, no pictures with my family.
You were crying.
I was crying. Like, we literally, the next day, had to, like, I had to put all my stuff again and get pictures with my grandparents
Whoa.
And stuff. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Did you save the little post-it note that says,
yeah,
see me?
We definitely still have it in
my
house.
Okay, good. You got to frame that.
That actually should
absolutely.
Be framed and
right
on
next
your
to the diploma.
If you want, bring it in here. We'll hang it up
oh,
in the studio.
Absolutely. Right now, we have Skrulls over here. We have Skrulls, part of the show. We'll hang it up in here.
The sad smiley face is just the best part. Like,
awesome.
Are you sad, lady? Are you?
Story for another time and has nothing to do with the graduation speech, but Laura's actually banned from her high school.
Yes, yes. Exactly, yep. But on our day of law enforcement and different things going on with people having
you guys are over here scolding me.
Yeah, we're talking about Brett with his law issues
today.
Remember
who I was trained by?
Whoops.
The smart criminal.
Earlier today, we're making Brett write an apology letter, right, for his community service that he has to do as part of jumping the turnstile at the 30th Street station where he got caught and went to court for.
And kind of gave, like, a little attitude to the police officers. And when he was telling
the story,
that's the part I was shocked with. Like, I don't care that you jumped the turnstile, but, like, they were just doing their job. So I said, I think you should write a letter of apology to the police officers.
So I did.
Brett's working on his letter. We'll have it for you. You'll do it in just a couple minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
It's the Kathy Romano Show. This is the sound effect right here of the morning. Just right there. My gosh.
I think Bobby and I are only the good ones here.
We're like angels over here.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.